52,000 amazing students,
9,000 dedicated staff,
96 schools and programs,
the largest and most diverse school district in Nebraska.
OPS proud.
OPS proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.
Trevis Salas, Executive Director of Student Transportation. Been in that position approximately 27 years now.
My name is Barry Thomas. I am the incoming principal of Northwest High School, proud to be a Husky, and have been with the district now, just finished my 20th year heading into my 21st.
You also volunteer, and you've both been involved in volunteering with your fraternity. So tell us a little bit about your fraternity, what your fraternity is, and what you do in your volunteer work.
Some people know this, but many people don't. Trevis actually was the individual who brought me in to Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. We have a term called Dean of Pledges. And when I was a pledge, Trevis was my Dean of Pledges.
So I pledged in 90. So it's been 36 years for me. And actually, it's been 34 years that our local chapter has worked with Omaha Public Schools. Project Manhood, it is now Project Manhood and Friends. Initially, Project Manhood was a program that was a tutorial to help assist, at that time, young African-American men with social etiquette. What we come to understand over time was not just young men need to learn how to evolve in that rites of passage from childhood to manhood, but young women. And since then, we went initially from being an all African-American organization to now it's a true melting pot.
The benefits that align with what our organization, what Omega Psi Phi stands for, is really, along with the social etiquette, the relationship building. And they're building background knowledge by going through a lot of the experiences that we have them go through. You know, locally, we've taken them to museums. They've gone to the courthouse to talk with judges. They've had business folks come in to talk about, you know, what their professions are. Nationally, we've gone to Washington, D.C. All of these are educational opportunities and tours. So giving them exposure to that, I think, helps them to be better learners because they get to actually be in places sometimes or in conversation with people sometimes that are related to some of the things that they're learning, maybe in a social studies class or maybe in a story that they're reading about in their language arts work. So it's giving them some context. In addition to that, it builds confidence in who they are when they start to get these different types of experiences. When they, you know, can experience a Nebraska Cornhuskers football game and be a part of that crowd, it means something different to them to be able to identify with the state or be able to identify with other folks who may be able to, who be wearing a Nebraska t-shirt or a hat. And it gives them a different kind of way of standing tall and proud within moments. And I think all of those things help them to be more engaged learners through the experiences and opportunities that we give them.
So you'll never forget a Nebraska football game, right?
Indeed.
So when you talk about engagement and being an engaged learner, sure, how does this connect to the Moonshot?
One of our national mandated programs is Assault on Illiteracy program. Being able to provide mentors that help students read, help coordinate maybe a book drive, but most importantly is the relationships with the parents and this down-to-earth relationships where we can talk to them more freely. It helped me as a volunteer. I was nervous as all get out going to a kindergarten classroom to read to them. The book is Jabari. I can't think of it, but he's jumping off a diving board. But I learned through the animation the importance of, you know, you have to do all the action and yeah, jumping off yeah, it.
There's
and
some great that pictures of you jumping.
Yeah,
and
I saw that. not too proud of that.
No, but it looks great though. But I mean, the kids are engaged while you're up and they're loving you read to them. You can see it in the pictures.
And that's
Trevis,
the most important part yeah, for us as a volunteer, because normally when you think you're just going to come in, you're just going to read. But as you're starting to read these books, you learn the importance of how much more important it is to express what you're reading so that the kids get engaged with and does help with the learning process, at least in my opinion.
And those kids see you reading and see the people in the book looking like them, and it's powerful.
OPS proud.
OPS proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.